online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
Just coming up to 1 o'clock. Latest news for Kent now from Josh Coop.
After 9 months of debate, the government's finally been given the go-ahead to officially start Brexit.
The ayes to the right, 331. The noes to the left, 286. So the ayes have it. The ayes have it.
Our top story this lunchtime is the final vote in Parliament that gave the Prime Minister the power to take the UK out of the EU. Last night, politicians backed the Brexit bill. Today, Theresa May announced she'd trigger Article 50 in the next few weeks. Former UKIP leader Nigel Farage wants the government to now get on with the job.
Well, it's been 9 months now since that joyous morning on June the 24th when we realised that Brexit had won the referendum. 9 months, a full gestation and still no delivery. But I'm just a bit surprised that Nicola Sturgeon's announcement should have put the Prime Minister off. I really am.
Well, this comes as Theresa May is thought to be planning on rejecting Nicola Sturgeon's request to hold a second referendum. The country's First Minister wants to hold another vote on Scottish independence before the UK leaves the European Union. Plaid Cymru leader Leanne Wood says the Welsh people want a say too.
The question for us is, how can we best unlock that amazing potential that it is in this country? It's clear that the status quo won't be able to deliver that. So what options are available to people? Independence might be one of those, but there are others too.
KMFM News.
Now, our next story today probably won't come as very welcome news if you had to stand on the train into the way into the work or college today. Network Rail reckons passenger numbers in Kent will increase by around 50% over the next three decades. Joe's been taking a look at this for us.
Well, they've announced they'll need to carry out a number of major upgrades to cope with thousands more passengers. Plans include rebuilding Charing Cross Station, making trains and platforms longer, and build a new line between Faversham and Ashford.
My name is Chris Denham and I'm a spokesman for Network Rail. We know that between now and 2024, we can cope with growth as it is by running longer trains. We can't run any more trains in the peak time because, frankly, the railway is saturated. If you're travelling, for instance, from Tunbridge into London, we physically cannot run any more trains.
You're being given a chance to tell bosses what you want from train services in the future. You can read more and find out how to comment at kentonline.co.uk.
Next today, a man's being treated by paramedics after his camper van crashed into a post along the A28 near Canterbury. The air ambulance was also called to the scene in Island Road at around 10 this morning. As Emma just told you, the road is still open, but there are some delays. A teenager's due in court this afternoon after a car crashed into a group of people in Medway. 15 people were injured when it happened on Sir Thomas Longley Road in the Medway City Estate last September. It's being claimed that most parents in Kent don't know about restrictions when it comes to social media. The NSPCC reckons more than half of people aren't aware that you have to be 13 to set up a Facebook profile. Zoe Carnes is a social media expert based in Rochester. She's worried it's leaving children in a vulnerable position.
Cyberbullying is a massive part of what's happening online and, you know, and grooming as well. And it's about building the awareness with the parents so they understand what's going on, to then be able to, you know, educate the youngsters on what they shouldn't be doing online.
Police are investigating after a woman was attacked and robbed while using a cash machine in Folkestone. She had to be taken to hospital after it happened in Guildhall Street at just before midnight on the 1st of March. And it's thought skinny jeans and hooded jackets are giving people bad backs. Experts reckon they could affect your posture. There's also a warning about high heels, heavy necklaces and oversized sleeves.
KMFM Sport with passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops. Sale now on.
Football First and Gillingham will be hoping to continue their good run of form as they welcome Bolton to Priestfield tonight. It follows that incredible comeback against Scunthorpe at the weekend, which eventually ended 3-2. Josh Wright scored a hat-trick in that game, but will have to sit out tonight after being booked when he appeared to jump into the crowd.
We know the rules. If I take my shirt off, it's a booking. I didn't. If I go and run and jump over them balls into the crowd, it's a booking. But I didn't. I jumped up at the corner flag, which I've done before this season, and I held myself there in front of the balls.
The Gills are now 7 points clear of the League One relegation zone. Kickoff tonight at 7:45. Elsewhere, and British Olympic champion Joanna Roswell Shand has retired from international cycling. She won gold on the track in the team pursuit at London 2012 and defended that title in Rio last year. In a statement, she said it's the hardest decision of her life, but she has more than cycling to offer the world.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
KMFM weather.
Cloudy, but should be staying dry with one or two sunny spells. Excuse me. Highs of 15 in Tunbridge and Faversham.
Are you all right there, Josh?
Just about.
Go in my drawer. There's some strip seals. All right.
Weather. With Carpet Sales Centre. Amazing carpets. Affordable prices.